producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Tonight, each and every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News, none better than our friend Ellen Ratner. Ellen, it's all about what's going on in Paris. Your reaction to the first couple of days to this climate summit?
Well, my reaction is that we have to find, you know, the old Reagan, trust but verify. So if China commits to reducing their emissions, we have to be able to verify it. And that's for the developing world as well. Now, the developing world says, hey, you guys polluted the world. And so you polluted the world, and it is our chance right now to do something to develop our economy. So the world leaders are trying to raise money for those folks so that the developing world will have enough money to pull off the climate change. And while I'm on the developing world, Tuesday, and part of this program is still heard on Tuesday, is Giving Tuesday, and remind everybody, give everybody a goat. We're the only animal group that gives people a photograph of their goat and the recipient. Goatsfortheoldgoat.com. That's goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
Yeah, remember that. You know, one of the things that was so interesting that came out of Paris was at the Bataclan, you had Obama and so many of the other world leaders leaving flowers and lighting candles, just showing that this was only weeks ago, a handful of weeks ago, that we were talking about terrorism in Paris.
Well, that's right. And so this is a sub-theme of this conference, because the president also announced through Josh Ernst and actually press conferencing, et cetera, that there are going to be new biometric data required. Now, I have noticed, because I go to Africa all the time, for goatsfortheoldgoat.com, yeah. Giving Tuesday, that when you go, I just had to get that in, when you go into Kenya, you now have to give your fingerprints, et cetera. Those machines are provided by the good old United States. They've now started it in South Sudan. So before you get on a plane, you have got to give your biometric data or you don't get on a plane.
Yeah. Wow. Interesting. Absolutely. It always is when we talk to you. Ellen, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
All right, you heard Ellen mention there this was Giving Day. It's become a big thing with a lot of different charities on a national basis, and that's why Ellen was referring to her charity that now has been around for a while, Goats for the Old Goat. As she mentioned, they do some great, wonderful things for people who would have basically nothing if it weren't for charities, mostly in the United States, but other parts of the world too, as well. We know that, and I think I did a story just the other day. We were talking about this: the amount of births that we're seeing in Africa, the explosion on that front, and just how tasking it is. And with the explosion of the population, along with some disease and malnutrition being one of the serious things that happens with children, just how difficult it is. And it's a great charity, actually, because I've been involved with that and with Ellen for now 5 or 6 years. And besides Children International, which I partake in and have for the last 10 years, that would be another thing that's pretty close to me, because I love what they do and I've seen directly the results of their efforts. Just amazing, the things that they've been able to accomplish. Hey, coming up in this hour of America Tonight, some odds and ends. You know, obviously we're going to take you on the campaign trail as we do every single show. It never ends, right? It's the gift that keeps on giving. Who's saying what? What states are they visiting and who are they shaking hands with? What do the polls say? And the polls have been pretty interesting lately. On the Republican side, still Trump in the driver's seat, whether he slips a few points here or there. But I'll say it again. It's kind of my new little catchphrase here on America Tonight. We're getting into what is results season. We're already into December. Once you hit January, and then especially February, you just look down the row of states in the primaries, and none bigger than Iowa or New Hampshire, both of those and so on and so forth with South Carolina and Florida and Pennsylvania, because the road ends with the convention, and the conventions are in June and July. The sooner someone's named and the sooner that gap narrows, then you have 3 hard months of what's left of campaigning where you aren't saying the presumptive nominee. You know that's the nominee. Plus, with the added debates, now you've got the undercard. Whoever it is that's going to be VP on the Democratic side, who's ever going to be VP on the Republican side, and it could be pretty significant, really, for both parties, I think. It's pretty clear, I believe, that Hillary Clinton may pick the mayor of San Antonio. And that seems like the logical choice. Doesn't mean that's definitely where they're going to go. But mentioned again and again, Castro, Mayor Castro is the guy. If not, there are a slew of other possible choices. With the Republicans, I think it's pretty wide open because it depends on who gets the nomination as to who might be the vice presidential running mate, and that is pretty darn intriguing. Eventually, as we get 5 or 6 months away from where we are now, that also becomes a pretty interesting storyline, I think. Very interesting storyline. Ellen focused on what's going on in Paris because, of course, you've got the climate summit that the UN pulled together where the most world leaders have ever been photographed at one time, because there's 150 of them all in one space. And also the fact that Obama comes in the first couple of days, and if everything goes south, so to speak, he's not there for the rest of it. So the president's hammering out this global climate agreement in Paris, and in Congress, Republicans are trying to block the plan to force cuts in greenhouse gas emissions from U.S. power plants. The House passed 2 resolutions on Tuesday disapproving Obama's power plant rules and then saying it's inoperative, a measure that blocked an Environmental Protection Agency rule for existing power plants was approved. Here's the actual vote. I wanted you to hear this. 242-180, while there was also a measure blocking a rule on future power plants that was approved, 235-188. And the vote comes after the Senate approved pretty much identical motions, if you remember, just a month ago or so, under a law that allows Congress, that's hardly ever used, to block executive actions if they consider it to be erroneous. So now the measure goes to the White House, where they have, you know, come on, a definite veto. You think they're not going to he's not going to veto this? Of course. Democrats sided with Republicans to support it. So it fell far short of the numbers needed to override a veto in both the House and the Senate. So the House Majority Leader, Kevin McCarthy, says Obama, remember him, says Obama wants to reduce carbon emissions, but his policies will absolutely cripple us in the fact that it'll kill jobs and increase electricity costs and decrease the reliability of the U.S. energy supply. So it's interesting. Obama's maneuvering in Paris, but in Congress it's a different story. Willie Song on the road again means go to kateontheroad.com. We're trying to take the show out there to the masses, and you can help us do that. Plus, simply by entering your name and email in, you'll be entered for a drawing for a brand new computer. Stay with us.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Tonight, Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation and beyond our borders, too. Getting a lot of email from people overseas. Thanks for listening, and I know many of you, because you have shifting schedules, and I get that. If you're not strictly a third shifter, you dip into, I'll call it the archives, and it's great at GCN. You can go to GCNlive.com and download any show you choose. How awesome is that? A lot of people are into it. They're working out, or they're listening to it at different times of day, and I can certainly see that by the numbers and places that you can go to download, like tunein.com and, of course, GCN Live, as I mentioned. It's another way to do that. So thanks, and I appreciate you listening to the show and then chiming in and throwing your 2 cents in. This is the reason why the mailbox is always flooded. I do invite you, if you want to throw in your 2 cents live, you can always do that. The story of Donald Trump and Muslims cheering the 9/11 attack in New Jersey is just not going away anytime soon. Were there thousands of New Jersey Muslims cheering? Christie says no, he's making it up. Others are saying the same thing, including the New York Times and the Washington Post. And then on top of that, Donald Trump is saying, you know what, CNN, I'm going to poke you in the eye. I'm going to poke you in the eye because you were a little rough on that debate where you made a ton of cash, got huge ratings. So I know what that translates into. So I'm going to charge you $5 million. But here's the thing I want everybody in the public to know. It's not about the money, because I will take that money and give it to the wounded warriors. So pay up or you don't see me for that debate. He is now, they're saying he's mulling it. He's mulling charging the $5 million. Because here's the thing. What if they call his bluff? What if CNN says, geez, we'd love to have you, Donald. We think you're fabulous. Television. Because he is a reality person after all, so maybe you can describe it that way. They could just say, I'm not paying it. It's like ransom money. We're not going to pay it, and that's fine. You just won't be there on the 15th. Everybody else who's running will be, so you'll give them the opportunity, which is interesting because, you know, like I said, now it's kind of a mulling thing. He pretty much said to that crowd in Georgia on Monday that, you know, he's really seriously thinking about that $5 million and where he would donate it to. And I want to see what happens because that is a wicked poker game. If I am the president of CNN and I've got to make that decision, what kind of decision am I making? Am I trying to tell my network, my board, the people around me that, gosh, we have to have Trump? I mean, is he that valuable? That we have to have him as part of this debate, more eyes, more people paying attention. And the president of CNN is Jeff Zucker. And if you don't know anything about Jeff Zucker, he spent a long time on the Today Show. He produced Katie Couric's events, it seems like forever, during that transition when she was when she left CNN as a reporter and then went to the Today Show. And he built up his name and, of course, has bounced around to a couple of different places. He's the former president and CEO because they moved him up the ranks of NBC Universal. And now he's the guy behind CNN. And what a job that is because you just don't get the ratings. The cable networks aren't getting the ratings. And he's messing around with the formula trying to figure out what works. And one thing they do understand is these debates draw big numbers. And it is about selling the soap. It's about advertising. So when you're getting the bigger numbers and you can charge more for the ads, that's a banner couple of hours on CNN. And they stretch it because you have the first debate, you'll have analysis before that debate, then you have the primetime debate, and then you have more analysis after that. So as much as they can stretch it, that's what happens at these networks, whether they're cable networks or not. So if I'm Zucker, what am I pushing for? Would I really say, okay, we'll pay that five? Because here's the other problem with that. This is what you call, there's two things in life that I say you face. You're either facing a dilemma or you're facing a problem. Dilemma is a little different than a problem. I think this is a problem. If CNN, if Zucker says, okay, you know, we got to have them, and we have all this advertising money, so, okay, we'll pay it, and then it'll go to Wounded Warriors, and everybody feels good about that because that's what he's saying. We'll make sure it does if Trump really pushes the envelope. But then what does that mean for future candidates that have some juice? Or what does it mean to the other candidates? It's crazy. He always throws a curveball into the equation, especially with the media. Always with the media. So he hasn't said for sure, to make sure you understand that. He's making it seem like he's definitely going in that direction, meaning Trump saying, I'm not going to do it if not. But, yeah, he could edge out of that because it wasn't a definite. It was just leaning in that direction. So I think when we talk about politics, this is a pretty darn big story because we're less than 2 weeks, basically, away from that debate. And because there hasn't been one for weeks, I think you have even more of a buildup. You're in between. You're sandwiched in between. It's not quite yet that Christmas week. So people are kind of restless. A lot of the series that the captive audience might be watching, is they're dumping out of the series because they'll kick back in January, or new series will jump back on in January. And that means there could be even more eyeballs, maybe people who aren't necessarily paying as close attention could be watching this, you know, this time around. CNN isn't stupid. They realize that. Oh, if I'm Zucker, I'm just pacing. Jeff Zucker, if you are listening to this, call this show. 855-266-5283. I'm surprised sometimes people who don't want to come on but will tell me they're listening and some of their thoughts, the ranks that they actually come from the C-suite. And who knows, he might be driving around New York or New Jersey I think this is a problem. I don't think if Trump really goes through with that, it's not a dilemma. It's a problem because of the implications on either side. I would say Zucker would tell him, no, we can't do that, that we do things for charity and we'll write our own check to Wounded Warriors, but we won't be held hostage by somebody who's part of the process and has agreed to it. I mean, I think that's what he'll say. If you were in that spot, though, would you say it? Curveball artist, no question about it. Meanwhile, we jump to Clinton, and you've got the senators who are looking into the email review process. You have two Republican senators who, in fact, wrote to the Secretary of State, John Kerry, and the National Intelligence Director, James Clapper, about some of these leaks, or potential leaks anyway, from their departments on the review of Hillary Clinton's emails that left the wrong impression that two top secret messages were not that sensitive. And it's interesting because I read some of the emails today, some of the emails that were out there, but they didn't have anything to do with what the senators are talking about. It was other emails that were leaked and something that was exaggerated in a media piece and then how it was rolled back. So one thing that Fox is saying is they're confirming that absolutely Senator Bob Corker, he is the chair of the Foreign Relations Committee, and Senator Richard Burr, who's the part of the Intelligence Committee, heads up the Intelligence Committee. So you got the two top dogs. They did this. They sent copies out, and the Corker letter isn't public, but it's starting to float within sources of our friends from Talk Radio News, along with Fox, and I don't know if anyone else is reporting this. Maybe Politico. It seems like they've got their finger on the pulse. That two top secret emails had been downgraded after a second review. So, you know, what does that mean? Why were they downgraded? So the senators are asking the State Department and the Office of the Director of the National Intelligence, as I mentioned, for information, including the unredacted copies of the top secret emails, an explanation of how the review is conducted, as well as the instructions that they got from the State Department and the FBI about the status of those emails and how they'd be handled. In other words, they want to know everything that happened with the top secret emails. Give us a copy of what it looks like, unredacted, tell us what the process was, and let us make a decision on whether we're going to back you up or not. Hey, coming up at the tail end of the hour, fruits and nuts shredded and bingo. Stay with us.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
It's the holidays. Maybe you're overloading on the music. It's fair game to have the music playing now. It's just when there are stations and you're cruising around that start the music, like in September. I am not kidding. I found a station. I'm not gonna out the station, but this station started playing Christmas music in September. And I think that's a little bit premature to do it in September. I don't know. Do you think it's a little bit premature? I'm going to say I believe so. Because we're not ready for it, right? We're not ready to start thinking about the end of the year. We're not ready to start thinking about, Christmas or Hanukkah or any of that before we're at least when it's a little bit cooler. And it depends on the part of the country that you live in, but yeah, nah, that doesn't work. I get the all-day music and all that. I get it when you get closer. So now's fair game. Now's fair game, for sure. All right, fair game or not, I was talking about what was going on in the Hill as far as carbon emissions are concerned, basically. I won't call it carbon emissions, I'll call it power plants, but it has to do with carbon emissions. And the timing is interesting because with the House voting to overturn the president's climate rule. There he is in Paris vowing to do everything he can and saying that the United States is one of the biggest culprits. But the deal with the Paris summit is that there's no teeth in this, because there's no way, as Ellen Ratner said at the top of the show, and if you missed it, she joins us from Washington, and one of the points that she brought up, it's a very valid one. There's no way to know what anybody else is doing. The Chinese can say they're rolling back and they're cracking down and this is where they want the emissions to be. And every other country can say the same thing, but it's like the honor system. Did you ever work any place where they had a box full of goodies? Meaning, you know, they have like Oreos, packages of Oreos and potato chips and all the stuff that's bad for us, and you're basically starving, and you're working late hours, especially if you're in the radio or communications business, but any business. You're burning the midnight oil, you're there later, or you came in late, and you forgot to grab something on the way, and whatever the deal is. And so they have the honor system set up, meaning that it used to be, okay, so you'll leave money in the box. It'll be like a box there. And I worked in two places where they had that set up. And that setup lasted for about 2 months, tops, in both places, because people just couldn't do it. You know, they couldn't do it. They would say they would do it, but then they wouldn't have the money in there because, oh, I'll do an IOU or I'll catch up with it, and then it all just, you know, blew apart. And that's what I think the problem is with the summit. If you're really going for the summit, these are pacts that aren't binding. It's thinking out loud that, geez, this is what I want to happen. And so whatever pledges that are made there, there's nothing to hold them together. It's a non-binding agreement. A non-binding agreement. So coming out of the discussions, I think the fact that you have everybody there and you discuss what one country's doing and how awful it is and what some scientists are saying and whatever comes out of that. But the bottom line is, not to be a naysayer, but how is this pledge, you know, like the president said, that it's in the, this is what he said. He said it's in the best interest of the next president to keep his promise to cut the country's greenhouse gas emissions 26% to 28% by 2025, even though the pledge isn't binding under domestic or international law. So the future president, Obama is saying, will realize that American leadership involves not just playing to American constituencies back home, but you are now, in fact, at the center of what happens around the world. And he threw in the prediction that he'll be succeeded by a Democrat. So he said that I'm going to be succeeded by a Democrat, something that he says would vastly increase the chances that his climate agenda will take hold. This is a direct quote. He said, I'm confident in the wisdom of the American people on that front. So now he's just saying, listen, this is his last year and everything's fair game. So he's saying, okay, by 2025, this is what we're going to cut it at. And, oh, don't worry, because I'm pretty confident that the American people are going to elect a Democrat. So anything you read or hear about what's happening with the Republicans on the Hill, doesn't matter. And like I mentioned, the Senate and the House want to reject that $3 billion, because it's a $3 billion ask, by the way. It's a $3 billion request. And they want to prevent the president from moving other foreign aid around to fulfill that pledge, because how do you pay for that? But the president was meeting with these small island nations and some of the other groups that were there at this confab to discuss futuristic potential opportunities, I suppose, is the best way to put that. And some of the and what the president is saying and why he met with some of the smaller island nations, because he's saying they're going to suffer the most from rising sea levels And he said their populations are among the most vulnerable to the ravages of climate change, and some of the nations could, frankly, disappear entirely. If the weather patterns change, we might deal with tens of millions of climate refugees in the Asia-Pacific region, if something isn't done. So that's why one of the groups that he was sure to have time with were those smaller nations. So there's kind of a couple of things here. You know, this is really the Republicans and the president going back and forth over a giant body of water, because they know, the Republicans know what's being said at the climate summit, and he knows what's being said back at home. The other really giant tsunami coming out of Washington, D.C., as I say, America Tonight's about the buzz in the backyard, that could affect us, particularly if you have a government job, is the government going to shut down or not? We've seen that when there are cries to attach a possible shutdown to funding, it usually goes in the opposite direction. But House Republican leaders are moving to avoid a huge end-of-the-year spending showdown with the Dems over national security by instead offering an olive branch, a.k.a. a bipartisan plan that would make it tougher for some foreigners to travel to the U.S. without a visa. Now, this legislation is aimed at overhauling the visa waiver program because of what happened in Paris, because of those terrorist attacks. So they want to roll that out by the end of this week and get a vote out by early next week. It may also be included in the omnibus spending bill Congress needs to pass by December 11th to avoid that government shutdown. And attaching the visa bill to the $1 trillion must-pass spending package likely would mean that Paul Ryan's team would skip, they say, the effort to insert it into the omnibus other security-related bills that are opposed by the president, including one tightening screening. The thing that I love about this is the fact that we need to tighten up our visa process. I mean, why wouldn't we do that anyway? So, of course, that bipartisan support, I can't see how you wouldn't see that there would be enough bipartisan support on all sides of this. It makes complete sense that there would be enough on both sides to say, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, come on, this visa bill. Let's let everybody know, you know, we're prioritizing. And for the Republicans, it's a win for them, because that's saying we're prioritizing national security. We're taking this whole terrorism threat stuff very seriously. Because in the spending bill, we're going to make national security a big component of the last measure the House is expected to approve of the year. And there's just too many security vulnerabilities. Too many for people who might want to harm us. And it doesn't matter. Democrat, Republican, Independent, totally hating any label. Everybody gets that this is a problem. Dianne Feinstein, Jeff Flake, couldn't be on more opposite sides of the fence on practically everything. They introduced a bill lending more support, bipartisan support, to that strategy. Because here's the deal. Under the current waiver program, 20 million visitors travel to the U.S. from 38 what they call partner countries. So this way, what we would require, each country participating in the visa waiver program would have to issue e-passports with chips and biometrics and to report and monitor lost or stolen passports, which I think is a great idea. Absolutely. Who's not on board with that? They'll get enough for that. I totally believe it's a smart play. Speaking of smart plays, fruits and nuts, shredded, and bingo. On the flip side, Nathan Reeder joins us. You join us, too. See you there.
Tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockhip Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockhipPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockhipPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockhipPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Welcome back to the show. This is the fun stuff where we add a little Nathan Reeder, our technical maestro, to the show, and we do a little thing I like to call fruits and nuts, shred it or bingo.
Bingo!
Hi, Nathan Reeder. How are you?
Hey, it's me. Hi.
Okay.
How are you, Kate?
I am well. I am well. How can you not be well? We're hearing Christmas music constantly played on a loop. There goes Santa Claus. There goes Santa Claus right down Santa Claus Lane. I keep hearing that same song.
Because it turns into kind of like Halloween when it's zombies.
It does. Isn't that the truth?
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, I just wish my timing were better. It seems like every time I step into just any place, a grocery store, wherever, it just happens to be, it's like Groundhog Day. That song, I've heard it about 10 times now, so it is pretty funny.
Yep.
All right, so tell me what you think of this story. 11 Madison Park which is these three Michelin-starred restaurants, that's what they call them, has been applauded and lauded and everything else for its incredible tasting menus. But this is what they're doing. They're eliminating tipping in their Manhattan dining room in 2016. But here's what they're going to do. You and I don't think are game for this anyway. The restaurant is going to raise the price of its tasting menu from $225 to $295 per person. That's an increase of 31%. So by doing that, they're saying there's no tips. So, hey, you come in the door, you don't even worry about a tip. But you have to pay 31% more for our bloody tasting menu. Fruits and nuts, shredded or bingo.
I don't know, shredded into some finely rich person's edible tasting item from the tasting menu.
Oh, can you just imagine? I can't imagine dropping that cash. I mean, there's probably someone right now that is eating pate, listening to the show, drinking expensive champagne, saying, "What? Are you kidding me?" But
I'm sure.
It is interesting that they just say, "Well, forget it. Just eliminate the tipping." So this is what we're going to do. We're just going to jack up the price. I mean, good for the restaurant, because my math, even if it's not particularly good, it definitely tells me that the 31% is probably more than what the tip would be. So, there you go.
Yep, I agree.
All right, we're going to go to the other end of the spectrum. So we go from expensive tasting menus to Taco Bell saying that the original store is moving in Los Angeles from one area, and the reason I'm telling you this, hold on, I'll give you the reason why, because there's Taco Bells everywhere, from Downey to Irvine in a late night run. So what they're saying is that this restaurant was like a cultural icon, an artifact, and people are leaving. People, it's a really cool restaurant. I gotta say, it's a cool looking restaurant. It's one of the original Taco Bells. And it was like a little cultural stopping point. People are leaving flowers and lighting candles as though Taco Bell had died in Los Angeles, all because they are moving the Taco Bell. They even had like a little mass for it.
Here in Minneapolis, there is one on Franklin and Cedar, and it has been, I don't know if it was the first one in town or what, but There was such a hubbaloo, walls went up around it, and not even any signs yet, and people were so worried it was going to disappear, or they were going to tear it down. Well, they are tearing it down to build a new one in its place, the same thing, but just bigger. So that's interesting that corporate.
Yeah, and this one they're just moving
everything
it
right now. Yeah.
Yeah. So they must be doing. And this one they're just completely moving it. You know what? Here's what I think though. I think so. Hold your fruits and nuts, bingo, or shred it for a second, Nathan. I think what the deal is we live in such a fast-paced world that we like to hang on to something that's familiar from your childhood, from your teenage years, from current years on. If there's a place where you go and it doesn't matter, you're grabbing $2 worth of food, but that's the familiar Taco Bell and you like it and that you like where it is, that we have a tendency to want a few things in our life to stay the same.
Agreed. Agreed.
Yeah, it gets you want things to stay the same. I want my Wawa coffee and my same Wawa places to be the convenience stores in Philly to be where they are when I get off the plane and go home.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't like it when they move. It's like, oh, they moved it? Are you kidding? So what do you say for that? Do you say fruits and nuts, bingo, or shred it?
Yeah, shred it. Shred it. Make lettuce. You're making new lettuce every day anyway. Come on. One guy.
All right, how about this? They're calling it the fastest on the force. The Ford Police Interceptor. It's the quickest to 60 miles an hour. So check it out. I might have talked about this on a previous show, just talking about how amazing these cars move. But these Ford's cop cars, so they're cop cars, have some pretty strong results, they're saying, as they're being evaluated by the Michigan State Police and the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department. The Blue Oval's 2016 Interceptors had top scores across the board, and because they want to get police to where they're supposed to go faster. So they're talking about an acceleration of 0 to 60 miles an hour acceleration test. They nailed it, everything. And they were able to sprint up to it in 5.8 seconds compared to 6.6 seconds for the rear drive that they had in the past. So obviously this car moves at a much greater speed or gets there quicker than they have in the past. What do you think?
I think it's pretty cool, but also pretty natural. I got several friends that they will go to the auctions, and cop cars are what they go for. So it'll be nice in about 10 years.
for somebody else to pick it up. I get what you're saying. Yeah, I think it's pretty cool. I mean, here's the thing. If you have an emergency and you do need a police officer to get there sooner rather than later, if it's a few seconds faster, maybe that's good for everyone concerned. Mm-hmm. Of course, and the other deal is I think it's more about the handling of the car. If you've got somebody that's flooring, you know, we've had some accidents where somebody's been chasing somebody, and unfortunately there's an accident with police, tracking down somebody or whatever. So it's kind of apples and oranges in a different way. For me, it's sort of a bingo.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not shredding it. I'm not bingoing it. It's not that crazy. I don't know.
It's not that crazy. I agree. It's not that crazy. All right, here's another one for you. You'll like this one. These hyperbaric chambers. Have you heard of those hyperbaric chambers?
Is that
where people sleep?
Immersions?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now it's on the rise. They're trying to make it affordable for the average Joe to be able to go and get rejuvenated. They're opening all kinds of bars that have these chambers where you can pay a certain amount, like maybe $50 a month, and you can get in the chamber for twice a month for that amount of money and sleep in the chamber for a while because it'll help rejuvenate you, they say. You know, there's people who buy them. They shell out, you know, 18 grand or more for the capsule, and they just have it in their house. A lot of football players are doing that, where they'll sleep in it for a couple of hours a day because they think it has rejuvenating powers. I don't know. Would you buy a membership to a hyperbaric chamber?
Nope, but I don't know. I don't even know if I would if I had the money. I was gonna say.
I don't know if I would either.
That's way out of my. But I don't know. I like having the Christmas lights on and all of the curtains closed. I like being able to hear a little bit. I don't know.
I like being able to hear a little bit, too. If I was in a capsule, I think I'd feel a little creeped out, actually. With them pumping some kind of oxygen,
Dracula,
and I'm like, I'm in a coffin. I don't think I could do it. I think it would make me, not paranoid, I would feel claustrophobic.
Yeah.
I'm like you, so I say shred it. For me, it wouldn't work.
Yeah, fruits and nuts.
Yeah, I'll take the freeway. I'll just take a walk around the, instead of paying someone money for it, I'll take a walk around the block a couple of times. Nathan Reeder, as always, great job. Thank you, and thank you to all of you for listening to this version, this hour of America Tonight.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-877-877. 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.